Harper Audio presents Map of the Heart by Susan Wiggs, performed by Christina Traister.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Part 1. Bethany Bay. Thank you for all the acts of light which beautified a summer now past to its reward. Letter from Emily Dickinson to Mrs. John Howard Sweetser. 1. Of the 5 steps in developing film, 4 must take place in complete darkness, and in the dark room timing was everything. The difference between overexposure and underexposure sometimes came down to a matter of milliseconds. Camille Adams liked the precision of it. She liked the idea that with the proper balance of chemicals and timing, a good result was entirely within her control. There could be no visible light in the room, not even a red or amber safe light. Camera obscura was Latin for dark room, and when Camille was young and utterly fascinated by the process, she had gone to great lengths to practice her craft. Her first dark room had been a closet that smelled of her mom's frangipani perfume and her stepdad's fishing boots.